弟兄姐妹、朋友们，早上平安。
Greeting to you all, may peace and joy be with you.
希望你们有一个平安喜乐的 weekend.
I hope you all had a very enjoyable weekend.
你们可能会时常听到这样的一个笑话。
Perhaps you have heard a joke like this.
有一个人问一位怕老婆的先生说：“你们家到底是谁做主？”
A person asked a hen-pecked husband and asking him, "Who is making all the decisions in your household?"
周先生很机智地回答说：“家中的大事由我做主，小事由太太做主。”
The husband gave a witty reply, saying, "All the important matters were decided by me, and my wife will take care of the minor matters."
但是什么是大事，什么是大事，什么是小事，这是由太太来决定。
Yet it's up to her to decide which one is important and which one is minor.
借由这个到底是谁做主的笑话，我想请问大家，什么是人生中的大事？
So through this joke, I would like to ask you, then, what is considered the important matter in life?
可能有人会说是婚姻，因为婚姻是终身大事。
Perhaps some people say marriage, because marriage is the important affair of a final settlement in life.
也有人可能会说是健康，因为健康是一切的根本。
Perhaps people may say health, because health is the first wealth, is life.
更有人可能会说是钱财，因为有人说金钱万能。
Or perhaps people say money, because money talks.
那么儿女呢？
How about children?
我们不是常听人家说有子或有女万事足吗？
Haven't we heard all is well if one has a child?
所以说有儿女应该也算是人生的一件大事。
And therefore, having children were considered a major event in life, isn't it?
由此可见，人生中的大事可以是因人而异，也可以因时间而异。
So the important matter in life is different from person to person and stage to stage.
但是哪一件事是人生中的大事呢？
And yet, which one is the greatest affair of one's life?
我可以说，如果你把一件事绝对化，变成你一生的追求，那件事就变成你一生中最大的事。
If you tend to treat it in absolutes and becoming the pursuing of your life, then that thing will become the greatest affair of your life.
可是，是不是有一件事是全世界所有人人生中最大的事呢？
However, isn't there one thing that will consider the biggest thing in everyone's life?
有的，让我们来读一段经文。
Yes, indeed. Let us read the passage.
经文是在诗篇的127篇一到三节。
Psalms 127 from verse 1 to 3.
如果你是念中文的话，麻烦你跟我一起念；念英文的，请你跟 George 弟兄一起念。
If you do read Chinese, please go ahead and read with me. If you do read English, please go ahead and read with Brother George.
诗篇一百二十七篇一到三节。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，
等
赐往您。若不是耶和华所亲爱的，并叫他安
然歇下，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎，也是
他的产。是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎，也是他的产。诗篇一百二十七篇是上行诗。
Psalm 127 is a song of ascent.
是一般朝圣者到耶和华的到耶路撒冷的圣殿去朝圣的时候所唱。
It's a song people sang when they on their way for their pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem.
在整本诗篇里面，上行之诗一共有。
there are considered about 15 songs of ascent in the book of Psalms. From Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And this very song we just read is from King Solomon. King Solomon has received great wisdom and knowledge from the Lord.
除了诗篇中的两篇诗以外, 另外一般还认为箴言、传道书和雅歌也是他所作的。
Besides two psalms written by Solomon, most people believe, and scholars believe, he also has written Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs.
在列王记上第十章里面有一个记载说, 所罗门王的财宝和智慧胜过天下的列王, 普天下的王都来求所罗门王, 要听神赐给他智慧的话语。It
is written, King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. The whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart. 1 Kings 10, verse 23 to 24.
由此可见，所罗门的才智跟财富， 如果比起今天世界上的首富、诺贝尔得奖的得主，或者是学者、专家、政治领袖，都是有过之而无不及。From
this recording, we can say that King Solomon is truly above and beyond in comparison to all the wisdom and wealth in today's standard.
而他所拥有的圣经告诉我们，他都是完全根据于 神对他的喜爱，还有他所赐的智慧和知识。
From his writing, we realize all his knowledge and wisdom are all from God.
可惜所罗门在晚年的时候，因为听从了他外邦的嫔妃和他自己的行为，就犯了这个离弃神的罪。
Sadly, at end of King Solomon's life, he decided to forsake God's guidance and leading, and therefore he married many Gentile concubines and committed a very serious offense of forsaking God.
他的决定使他所建造的曾经是强盛一时的以色列国一分为二。
Because his wrong decision, and he has caused the division of the kingdom he has established.
成为南北两国，在南北两国的时期，神看到了他的子民以色列人还是一而再、再而三的犯罪，背离他。Because
of his mistake, the nation has been divided into two nations, north and south. And even afterwards, the nations and the generations after continuously to offend God and not trusting in the Lord.
神很痛心疾首地说，我的百姓做了两件恶事，他就是他们离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。And
this really hurt God's heart, and he said, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
想一想，这不正是今天美国社会的情形吗？
Doesn't that reflect the condition of today?
许多人选择离弃神这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
Many people have chosen to dig their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
从所罗门所写的这篇诗篇还有传道书， 我们可以发觉他已经是认清这个世上的财富和权势只是虚空而捕风。From
King Solomon's writing, especially this psalm and his other writings, we realize he truly can sum up life through his life experience that all life are considered meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
唯有神的同在跟保护才是可以依靠的。
Only with God's presence and protection that can become our true trust and foundation.
所以在诗篇的127篇，所罗门是以过来人的身份来回想他一生的体验。
And therefore, King Solomon, treat himself as a man that has gone through it all, to write, about, life in Psalm 127.
在这个短短的三节经文里面，他指出了我们人一生当中最关注的三件事。
In these three short verses, he pinpoint what's considered the major things and affair in our life.
那就是建造、看守，还有儿女。
There are, those three things are building, keeping, and children.
而这件事，三件事也是成了这个所罗门离弃神的忧恩。
And yet, those three things are the cause of his forsaking to God's guidance.
因为他太依赖自己，忘记了施恩典的神。
Because he put too much trust, of himself, and he relied on his ability and forgot about, God is the one who gave it all.
他以这篇诗篇来警惕我们，不要再重蹈他的覆辙。
He want to warn us through this psalm that we shouldn't follow his mistake in life.
他的体验是我们人的一生当中有一件最大的事，那就是信靠神，成为他所亲爱的。
His experience reminds us that there is a greatest affair in life. That is, we must trust in the Lord and become his beloved.
所以今天我想借着所罗门的经验来与大家一起思想。
And therefore, through King Solomon's experience, I would like to ask people to come together and ponder upon this.
为什么信靠神，成为他所亲爱的人，才真正是人一生当中最大的事呢？
Why trusting in God and becoming his beloved are the most important affair in life?
这其中有两点原因。
There are two reasons behind this.
第一，是因为只有神的建造与看守才不会枉然。
First, only God builds and God, and also if God watches, then we won't do things in vain.
第二，是因为只有神所亲爱的才能安然的休息。
Secondly, we can receive true rest only if we are God's beloved.
那我们今天来看一下第一点。
Let us focus on the first point.
首先，什么叫做信靠呢？
First of all, what does it mean trust?
它可以解释为是有信心或者信任或信赖。
That means we have faith in someone and also put our trust in someone and having confidence in something.
所以信靠有两层的意思。
And therefore, trust delivers two levels of understanding.
第一层是相信，第二层是依靠。
First level is that we must believe. Secondly, then we must trust.
所以你必须先相信，以后才可能依靠。
You must first believe in someone or something, then you can depend and trust on someone.
而且信靠是有对象的。
And also, there is a subject of the one you trust into.
它可能是某个人、某件物品、某种能力、知识，或者是某种权势。
It could be someone or something or some knowledge or some authority.
大卫在诗篇二十篇第七节告诉我们说：“有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华神的名。”
David wrote, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God in Psalm 20.
他清楚地告诉我们，他是靠着神的名而得胜。
He clearly stated that Because he trusts in the name of the Lord, he was able to declare victory.
先知耶利米也指出，倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人就有福了。
Prophet Jeremiah also said, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him."
而以耶和华为可靠的，就是以神为信心的对象。
Then, if people who trust in the Lord is that they treat God as the object of their faith.
我个人很喜欢箴言的第三章五到六节。
I personally really liked Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6.
大家记得那是什么吗？
Do you remember what is the passage?
他说你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight.
他指出我们人生有一个很大的福气，就是有人指引道路。
He said there is a great blessing in one's life is that if you can find the guidance.
而这个福气是从仰赖神、认定他的作为而来。
And such blessing is really coming from trust in the Lord and commit His deeds.
所以一生信靠神，就是说我们愿意谦卑地放下自己来倚靠他。
Trusting in the Lord is that we truly humble ourselves and lay down ourselves and follow God's guidance.
一生以神为中心，如此神必然会带领指引我们。
And treat God as the center of our life and follow His guidance and knowing He will lead our way.
在我们刚刚读的经文的第一节，所罗门告诉我们说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
The first verse of the passage we just read, unless the Lord builds the house,The builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
以所罗门来讲的话，他的一生都是在建造和看守。
From King Solomon's point of view, all his life, he has devoted his life on building and watching.
所以当他说建造房屋和看守城池，他的经验是非常的实际。
And therefore, when he speaks about building the house and watching over the city, he's truly speaking from a true life experience and not just merely some ideas.
那么我们呢?
How about us?
我们在建造什么呢?
And what are we building?
是建造让人居住的房屋吗?
Are we building some physical building that we can live in?
相信我们在座的人很少自己盖过房子。
I believe many few of us actually spend effort to build our own house.
那么我们到底在建造什么？
Then what are we building in life then?
我们是在建造自己的事业，建造我们的家庭，我们的形象和关系。
Actually, we are building our own career. We are building our family. We are building our image and relationship with others.
同时，我们有花了很多时间和心血来看守。
And not only that, we have spent much effort to keep and watch and protect the things we have built.
来确保我们家庭的稳定、安全，确保我们的工作、事业的继续发展，还有维持的良好的人际关系等等。
To make sure our family, our job, our career and social circle are secure and able to continue to develop and grow.
在这个家庭的建造和看守，所罗门王在经文的第三节告诉我们说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
As regarding to the building and maintaining and watch regarding to family, King Solomon mentioned that children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him.
也就是说我们对儿女是有教导跟养育的责任。
which means we all carry a responsibility of teaching and raising our children.
所以, 当父母没有办法专心地来建造家庭时, 教养儿女的事就很自然地被牺牲。
And therefore, if we no longer can pay full attention how to raise our children and build a family, then the responsibility of raising children will be sacrificed.
意思就是说, 当做父母的选择专心地建造自己的事业、工作, 还有短暂的名利地位的时候, 儿女对父母来讲, 就已经不再是耶和华所赐的产业跟赏赐。
Which means when parents focusing their attention and devote their energy and resource upon their building their career, their job, and the short-term fame and wealth, children no longer is considered the heritage from the Lord. And actually turn into a stumbling block for their future.
那个后果就像路加福音十二章所讲的无知的财主一样。
And the consequence will be the foolish rich man in the Gospel of Luke.
因为田产丰盛, 他决定把他自己的仓房拆了，盖更大的一个房子。
Because he was receiving a great prosperity from the field, this foolish rich man considered to tear down his warehouse to build a bigger one in order to store greater goods in the warehouse.
他这样做的话，是为了让他自己的灵魂可以安安逸逸的、快乐的享用多年。
He decides to do this is so that his soul can rest well for the rest of his life.
结果神对他说：“无知的人，今夜必要你的灵魂。”
And actually, at the end, God said to him, "You fool! This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then, who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" To that point, then we truly realize all of our labors are in vain.
同样的道理也可以应用在我们属灵家庭的建造和看守上面。Same
principle can apply how we build our spiritual home.
让我问一下大家，我们今年教会的主题是什么？Let
me quiz you. Do you remember what is the theme of our church this year?
是建立主爱的家。Indeed,
build a house that pleases the Lord.
那么有没有人记得救济弟兄在年初的时候是用什么样的题目、什么样的人物背景来勉励我们，来建立主爱的家？Then
let me quiz you again. Does anyone remember, brother, what the sermon brother George has preached about and using what Bible passage?
他的题目叫做“质疑我和我的家”，and
he used the topic "As for me and my family."
还用约书亚带领以色列人进迦南为背景来勉励我们。He
used the passage from the book of Joshua, how Joshua has led Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他告诉我们，我们需要做出一个抉择，就是决定全家侍奉主，然后依靠神的带领，听主的话。
It's mentioned that we all need to make a decision. The major decision is that we need to decide that we have to make all of our household to follow and serve the Lord and rely on Him.
因为你透过全家的侍奉主，我们主事家庭的建造和看守，就根基于神的信实跟神的爱。Because
we follow Him and we serve Him, with all of our household, then our earthly family will be rooted in God's faithfulness and God's love.
环环相扣，紧密地连接在一起。
And when all of our earth family are rooted in God's word, then it will affect and influence the spiritual household. Then we can all link together and brick by brick and come together as one.
基督也就会成为我们的头，我们的依靠。如此，主的爱自然就彰显于在这个教会里。
And the Christ will become our head, our reliances and our confidence. And then God's Lord's love will manifest in this big spiritual home naturally. All of our buildings are watching will be God's building and watching.
我相信我们每个人绝对不希望说我们自己一生的辛劳到头来只是枉然一场空。
I believe a number of us want to work in vain and put all our labor into a vain result.
所罗门的经验告诉我们，只有愿意放下自己，依靠神的带领，那样的建造和看守，才不会枉然，才会有永恒的价值。
The experience. Experience of King Solomon tells us that only when we are willing to lay down ourselves and trust in God's leading, then the building and watching will become God's building and watching and carry eternal value.
这也就是为什么它是我们人生中最大的事的原因之一。
And therefore, this will be our greatest affair in life.
那另外一个原因是什么呢？
And then what is the other reason?
另外原因是只有神所亲爱的才能安然休息。
The second reason is that he will be rest securely in God only if he is God's beloved.
因为有供应与平安。
Because there is a righteousness, because there is a provision and peace.
在摩西离开世间以前，他对以色列十二支派的便雅悯支派有一个祝福。
Before the departure of Moses from this world, he said the following to the 12 tribes of Israelites.
他说：“耶和华所亲爱的必同耶和华安然居住，耶和华必终日遮蔽他，他也住在他两间之中。”
He said to Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders.
可见得神所亲爱的是一个祝福。
And therefore, the one who are considered beloved of the Lord is truly a blessed one.
因他使人在神里面可以得到安息与保护。
Because people can receive true security and rest.
所罗门在经文的第二节说：“你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。”
Solomon wrote the following as the second verse. He said, "In vain you." Rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
他将神所亲爱的这个祝福表示为能安然睡觉。
He would like to highlight the blessing of the loved one as the one who is able to sleep.
因神自有保护，还有供应。
Because God will protect and provide.
为什么安然睡觉那么重要呢？
Why is having a good sleep such important considered as a very important thing?
因为当我们进入梦乡的时候，我们不需要做什么样的事情，神就让我们能够恢复能量，重建、重整、更新我们的细胞，也就重整我们的思绪。
Because once we're able to sleep.We are relaxed. We don't need to worry about anything. We are able to restore our energy and rebuild and renew ourselves in the body.
这是个神迹，也是个恩典。
And to reorganize our body and thought is considered a miracle and a blessing.
我相信我们一些在 IBM 工作的弟兄姐妹们对这个清晨早起夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭一定有特别的感受。
I believe the word in vain you raise,rise early and stay up late toiling for food to eat really says a lot to those of us who work in IBM.
尤其现在公司遣散员工的风声时常有耳闻。
Especially we often hear the rumors of layoff in the company.
每个人的心情都会有点沉重。
And everyone's mind is weighed down by all such rumors.
不可避免的，我们可能都会有这样的一个想法。
Inevitably, we all have such thought.
那就是说我该怎么样做来取悦我的上司老板，成为他所亲爱的员工属下。
That is, what can we do to please our boss and manager so we can become his loved one?
是更多的加班呢，还是加强人际关系？
Is that we should do extra overtime and we just work hard and harder and harder and to build a very close working relationship with others?
事实是随着这个人员的减少，工作量的增加，这个时间表的紧缩，还有这个成本的节省，我们即使再努力加班，要想成为这个上司老板所亲爱的员工，恐怕是很难。
In reality is, with all the resource cutting, all the streamline and managing and cutting all the expenses, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much you want to please your manager, it's very hard to become your manager's beloved.
这真的是就像所罗门所讲的，清晨早起，夜晚安歇，是劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
It truly reflects what Solomon said. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
但是请注意，枉然并不是说我们就不需要工作。
But please pay attention. In vain doesn't mean that we shouldn't work at all.
而是说这个工作的结果只是养家活口，并没有什么永恒的价值。
But this only state that the consequence of working is merely to support the family. It doesn't carry an internal value.
有趣的是，就是我们在公司里面开会时常会听到这么样的一句话。
Interestingly, such the following word often pop up during meetings in the company.
那就是什么事让你晚上没办法睡好觉？
People often say, what makes you wake up during the night?
本来的意思就是说，你觉得公司有什么样的事让你心烦，所以你晚上没办法睡好觉。
People say that with intention is, is there anything in your job that causes you to sleep less?
可是这句话也道出了很多在职场上工作的人因工作所受的压力。
And however, this word really reflects many working class because of the stress from their work caused a lot of people suffer insomnia.
只是为了生活，即使是心烦，不能入睡，又能够怎么样子呢？
So because of life and supporting life, to a point, you worry so much and couldn't sleep, and what does it help at the end?
但是难道生活就如此的无奈吗？
However, then we need to ask ourselves, so should we live like this and continuously?
当然不是。
Of course not.
从加利利海中的那一条正处于暴风中的小船上，我们看到了希望。
From a small boat in the Sea of Galilee, we can see the hope.
也就是那一位在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉的耶稣。
We must remember there is one who slept on the small boat, that is Jesus.
根据马可福音第四章的记载，虽然船外的暴风雨交加，波浪打入船内，甚至船满了水。
According to Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, it's even though during that time there was a the moment of raging storm, and there was a big rain and a huge wave.
主耶稣还是那样安然的在船尾枕着枕头睡觉。
Lord Jesus slept well in the boat in that moment.
如果你当时是在那个要下沉的船上的话，你会怎么样做？
If you were in the boat, what would you do?
你是赶快跳下船逃生，还是大声求救呢？还是帮忙的赶快的把水摇出去？
Would you jump ship?Or cry out loud for help, or try to get water out of the boat.
还是把耶稣摇醒，一起来逃生。
Or you will wake up Jesus asking for help or to escape.
同样的，今天在 IBM 工作的弟兄姐妹们，在听到 IBM 的不稳的时候，就好像船满了水要下沉一样。
In the same way, today we have heard many rumors in IBM.For those of us who work in IBM, we are almost like in a boat, which is getting a lot of water in the boat.
那么你是会赶快的跳下船逃生，就是找一个新的工作呢，还是把耶稣摇醒来帮助？
So would you jump ship, that perhaps finding another job, or you try to wake up Jesus, ask him to help you?
马可告诉我们说，门徒们把耶稣摇醒。说夫子，我们丧命了，难道你不顾吗？
In the book of Mark, the disciples went and woke Jesus, saying, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
虽然有点抱怨的口气，但是他们还是知道去寻找耶稣帮忙。
Though the tone has carried a sense of complaining, and yet all the disciples.No, at least to ask Jesus for help at the time of trial.
然而最令门徒们惊讶甚至大大的惧怕的事，就是耶稣醒后竟然斥责风向海说，住了吧，静了吧。
And what amazed all the disciples is that when Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and waves, and he said, be still, quiet.
这种权柄除了神以外，恐怕没有人可以实行。
And sea and wind actually die down, and such authority, can only be shown from God, and no one else can perform.
从这里我们看到耶稣的能力和身份权柄，也看到了一个很重要一点，就是只要有耶稣在船上，我们就可以像他一样安然睡觉。
From this recording, we realize the identity and authority of Jesus. As long as Jesus was on the boat or is on the boat, we can be like him to have a full rest in the boat.
为什么有耶稣的同在那么重要呢?
And why is Jesus' presence so important?
因为他是神所亲爱的。
Because Jesus is God's beloved.
可以见得呢?
And how do we know?
根据福音书的记载，主耶稣在约旦河受洗和登山变相的两个重要事件中，神多亲自做见证。
According to the book of Gospels, we realize when Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan, or when he went to the mountain and performed transfiguration, we all notice two a very important recording there.
神自己说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
It was recorded in both times. God said, this is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased.
可见主耶稣是神所亲爱的。
And therefore, we know Jesus is the one God loves.
所以问题是，你是在耶稣的船上吗？
So the question is, are we in the boat with Jesus?
如果不是，你要怎么样来做才可以在耶稣的船上？
If we are not in the boat, what should we do to be in his boat?
那就是我们必须要谦卑地放下自己，接受耶稣为救主。
That is, we need to humble ourselves and lay down ourselves and receive Jesus and accept Jesus.
成为他的跟随者，也就是说，我们要对耶稣有信心，相信他可以拯救我们脱离罪的刑罚。
And to become his follower and put our trust in him, believing him will be the one who will deal with our sin and take away the burden of our sin.
这可能是我们一生中的一个重大的决定。
And this will be the big decision of our life.
但它却是我们人生中最大的事。
And yet, it is also the greatest thing in our life.
因为希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, said by the Hebrew author.
有一首诗歌大家可能都很熟悉。
Perhaps you are familiar with a song.
它叫做最大的事。
The title of the song is The Greatest Matter.
诗歌的作者表示说，在一生当中最大的事是认识你，是爱慕你，是服侍你。
The songwriter wrote about this song saying, The greatest matter in life is to know you, to adore you, to serve you.
我们知道这里的你指的是主耶稣。
We know the you is referring to Lord Jesus in this lyrics.
如果我们把这个你字换成其他的人或事或物。
However, if we replace and substitute the word you to anything else or any other person,
像我们的工作、我们的财富或地位等等。
Or perhaps our job, our wealth, our fame, our possession.
你会觉得怎么样？
How would you feel?
不大对劲吧。
Perhaps it doesn't sound right, isn't it? 看起
来就不大对劲。
Then it sounds strange.
但事实是我常常会这样做。
And actually, we do that so often.
就是以其他的人事物来代替神的位置。
That is, we substitute and replace other person, thing, or event, or matter to replace God's.
他的结果就像大卫在诗篇十六篇第四节所讲的，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦就必加增。
As the result, those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods, or take up their name on my lips.
这是因为我们把世界的事当成人生中的最大的事。
Because we are treating the things on this earth become the greatest matter of our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters and friends,
你知道什么是人生中最大的事吗？
Do you know what's the greatest matter in your life?
也就是愿意放下自己的一切，信靠神，成为他所亲爱的。
That should be that we should lay down ourselves and trust in the Lord and become His beloved.
最后让我用一个小故事来结束。
At the end, I would like to conclude the sermon with a story.
Bruce Larson 牧师曾经是西雅图大学长老教会和加州水晶大教堂的多年牧者。
Reverend Bruce Larson served as a pastor of University Presbyterian Church during.A decade.
他有许多帮助人怎样选择跟随耶稣的做法。
And he often has he say remarkable things that touch people to lay down themselves in a very powerful way.
他说，许多年来我在纽约市工作，并对许多正在决定到底是要向左或是向右的。提供咨询和建议。
He said, "Oftentimes, I need to help people to find their direction in life."
我常常建议他们跟我一起散步。
And oftentimes, I suggest them they should take a walk with me.
从我的办公室一直走到第五大道的 RCA 大楼。
From my office down to the RCA building on Fifth Avenue.
在大楼的入口有一个巨大的亚特拉斯雕像。
In the entrance of that building is a gigantic statue of Atlas.
是一位身材健美的人。
A beautifully proportioned man.
他肌肉紧绷地将地球扛在他的肩膀上。
The person with four of his muscles straining is holding up the world upon his shoulders.
在这个时候你可以看到这个世界上最健美最强而有力的人竟然还是不堪负荷。
And at this moment, you will see the most powerfully built man in the world, and he can barely stand up under this burden. And the person couldn't even stand up straight. Now that's one way to live. That is to carry the world on your shoulders.
请你跟我走过对街到对面去。
But now, come across the street with me.
在第五大道的另外一边是 St. Patrick 大教堂。
On the other side of 5th Avenue is St. Patrick's Cathedral.
在高高的祭坛后面有一个孩童耶稣的神殿。
There behind the high altar is a little shrine of the baby Jesus.
他大约是八九岁左右。
Perhaps it's a picture or statue of him 8 or 9 years old. And with no effort, he is holding the world in one hand. The point was to illustrate graphically that we do have a choice.
我们可以把整个世界扛在自己的肩膀上。 或是我们可以说,主啊,我愿意放下自己,把我的一切,把我的整个世界都给你,由你来掌管。
We can carry the world on our shoulders, or we can say, I give up, Lord. Here's my life. I give you my world, the whole world to you.
但愿这句话能够成为我们每一位的祷告。
May this become our prayers.
好,我们低头一起祷告。
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that we have a moment in the morning to come to you. We know our words is limited. And yet your own words carries power and authority. And Lord, may we all lay down ourselves and follow you. May you use every one of us. We thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.